Good morning. How are you? Blessed indeed. Don't we just love the gospel today when it's a gospel filled with the mercy of God for all of them? And as we do that, we put into context of this the second reading. And the second reading says, I implore you, be reconciled with God. And so we got to look at the three different characters today in the parable. We got to look at the father, we got to look at the son who went away, and we got to look at the son who stayed. Every one has something to tell us when we reflect on it. And it all has to do about being reconciled with God. That God, in the last line of the second reading says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin, that we might be the very righteousness of God. That it's God's desire that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And he does, to fulfill that, he sends Jesus to die. Huh? Now again, all of us got to come to that. Like when I was doing my mission this past week, I scared all everybody there as I was talking on the Passion, and I said, every one of you deserve eternal damnation. Do you get that? And they all looked at me like, huh? I said, I do too. Just so you know, I'm not separating myself. Everybody here deserves to be damned forever. I don't care if you go to daily mass. I don't care if you say your 10 rosaries. I don't care if you think you're really holy. You deserve damnation. Are there any questions? Until you get that in your heart, you'll never appreciate what Jesus Christ did for you. He died with your sins and my sins on him to us to be reconciled. And so the first thing we look at is this father, the father who loves us so much, the father who, even though the one son stopped being a son, the father never stopped being a father. When you and I are in our sin, whether we're the first one who goes around and wants to do it our way, or whether we're the second one that wants to think that we're righteous and look at everything we've done for God and to hell with everybody else, he wants all of us home. We're all his children. And no matter which side you happen to fall on, you got to know that he sent Jesus to reconcile you with him. That you'll be reconciled because of him. So the first thing we got to know is those of us who are in the first camp, the ones that have went away and done our own thing, the ones who sit there and say, okay, I'm going to go, and we've sinned, and some of us have sinned horribly. That the father, of course, in the Jewish law, when the son left, he cut himself off from his dad. And he said, my father is dead to me. And the fathers in those days would say, literally, that now the son is dead to me. He's dead to me. But that ain't what this good father did. Though the son was going out, spending his money on prostitutes, doing all these evil things, the father went and looked for him every day, wanting him home. If that's where you're at, the Father is looking for you every day, wanting you home. The only thing he wants for you to turn around and come back to him. And we do that mostly in confession. But also, when you get the mercy and the grace of that, as soon as you say, Father, I'm sorry, then he's just welcoming you. He wants you, huh? But then we got the second one. And a lot of us fall into this. I fall into this one myself, the second son, who's doing all the stuff for God, doing everything. And then we kind of get mad at the other ones who get to come in, huh? Like at the end, like after everything I've done, and then this guy gets there, he goes, does what he wants to do. It's not right. It's just not right. You ever felt that way? Yeah, it's just not right. And that's what happens. And then, but God wants us to be reconciled too, because you do realize he tells the parable for the second son today, right? Because they were yelling at him because Jesus sat there and ate and drank with sinners. And it was offensive to the really holy people. It was offensive to them. And often that's us. You know, that's why people hate Pope Francis, because he talks about we have to reach out to sinners and the righteous one sits back and they do all these things. You know, the reason I've been in trouble for the last month, let me be very clear about this, because I support Pope Francis. And the organizations, which I will never say any of their names again publicly, ever, let it be clear, never again will I give them any public recognition. But I've went against them publicly because they went against the Pope. And their people have went after me. And it's just been getting worse. It hasn't been getting better. But let me just tell you, I want to share something with you. Those of you, because some of you need to be reconciled. Some of you wrote letters to the bishop for me, and the bishop called me and told me your names. I know who you are. But the reality is, you endanger your eternal salvation. So God wants to be reconciled with you, and you got to know, and you need to repent just as much as the other ones. And this is what Vatican Council I says, the fourth session. And this is chapter 3. About the chapter 3, and we're going to go to number 1. It says, to him, blessed Peter, full power has been given by our Lord Jesus Christ to tend, to rule, and govern the universal church. 1. The second part of this, we go down to 4. This is the teaching of the Catholic truth. Now hear this. And no one can depart from it without endangering his faith and salvation. So that means if you go against the Pope publicly, you endanger your faith and your salvation. So I, as the pastor, must tell you, your soul is in danger of eternal damnation if you go against the Holy Father of the Church. This is the Vatican teaching, First Vatican Council, infallible teaching of the Church. So if you're on that second son, oh, it goes on. I'm just going to read one more part. This is number 8 of the third chapter. Since the Roman pontiff, by the divine reign of apostolic primacy, governs the whole church, we likewise teach and declare that he is the supreme judge of the faithful, and that in all cases which fall under ecclesiastical jurisdiction, recourse may be made only to his judgment. The sentence of the apostolic see, that which there is no higher authority, is not subject to revision by anyone, nor may anyone lawfully pass judgment there upon him. So he talks about no one is to judge the first see. You must believe it if you're Catholic. If you do not believe that, you are called a Protestant because you protest against the supreme authority of the church. So I call you out. Those of you who are the second of the people that sit there and say, who is he to welcome sinners? And I'm telling you, you need and I need to be reconciled with the Father just as much as the other ones. That all of us need to be reconciled. None of us have any room in our life to pass judgment on anybody, especially the Pope of the Church. And he, though everybody comes against him nowadays, still calls us home, still says, keep complaining about me, but I will still love you. I will still care for you. Because we are his flock. So we got to make all the lines very clear. Why I'm in trouble. Why I'm not in trouble. Why I've publicly said against things. Why some of you said I have not answered that. If you remember, I did answer when I came back from Australia. I sent a letter. I sent a link to every one of you. Remember on Parish App that I did my interview down in the thing about why I went against these things? I was very explicit. I answered every one of you for a couple of you that wrote me a letter. What I'm trying to get across this day is that every one of us needs to be reconciled. We need to be reconciled with God. We need to be reconciled with each other. We need to be reconciled with the church. God is calling us to a community of love, and the devil is dividing us. And if the devil divides us, he can pick us off one at a time. But together, we can do anything. Together, we can really raise up. And God came and sent Jesus to die for all of us, that together, as his family, we would do his will and be the light that he calls us to be. So be reconciled with God, all of us. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.